Walker's public-private economic development agency, WEDIC, or the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, has been in the news for helping at least a couple of companies that later shipped jobs out of state. WEDIC board member Peter Barca also heads State Assembly Democrats. Representative Barca says companies that get assistance from WEDIC should have to immediately report if they outsource or reduce employment levels. He says that could lead to the end of state help for a firm.
Obviously, there's policies in place that people can only have credits if they're using it to create the jobs that are designated or to accomplish the purposes. So based on the policies that we have, I would expect that they would be cut off in virtually every instance.
Governor Scott Walker, who chairs the WEDIC board, says Representative Barca's proposal probably should have been put in place a long time ago.
I'm all for it. It's one of those where it's too bad he didn't do that years ago when the Department of Commerce was doing that as well. But from our standpoint, it's fine. We put a focus on making this state a proactive state in terms of helping companies grow here and for those that have in the past to bring jobs back from other places.
Walker's main challenger for governor, Democrat Mary Burke, used to head the State Commerce Department. The WEDIC board yesterday briefly discussed Representative Barca's proposal, then directed staff to work on specific language that will be sent to the board's Financial Awards Committee for review. The plan could go to the full WEDIC board before the November election. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.